Read from the top.
Et ha'ani shelanu mevakesh. The page Ayin Zayin in Wings of Spirit, okay? Kol ma she'adam yiter gadol. The larger a person is, the more potential a person is, tzarechu yiter l'chapes, the person has to seek out es atzmo, his essence. Yoter mistateresi, mehakaras nishmas ha'amuka, it hides until a person needs to really go into seclusion or be by themselves without any distractions. So a person has to sort of disconnect in a way to be able to connect to themselves, to understand what they're really saying, what really is being said inside of them, what's trying to be expressed inside of them. Okay? So statement number one is, the larger the potential, i.e., let's call it man for a second, okay? But the higher level you go, the more potential you have in this world, or the higher soul you have, maybe as a result of pain, like we said before, or not, right? But the ability, the more self that I do have, and because there's more self, I have more of an ability to actually actualize that self, the more muffled that self really is. And the more the deepest part of that self is vague, is I'm not sure who I really am, because it could be all the pain that I'm experiencing, that's what's really talking, or the experiences, or the world depressing me, or the world, etc., whatever the world has done to me in the past, that's really what's talking, as opposed to really me, right? So the higher the potential, and again, I'm saying pain as an example, that when we experience pain, for sure in our formative years, it affects us the rest of our lives, because we start thinking from a place of pain, we start thinking about what other people did to us as opposed to what really we are. Okay, so that's why I'm using pain as an example, but it could be tzaddikim, it could be righteous people who also have a large soul without pain. But when I say pain, I'm using it as an example of somebody who's going to have, unless it's channeled, unless it's really dealt with, it's going to have the ability, or it's going to have the potential to have a larger ego or a larger soul even, right? Because I spend so much time and effort focusing on myself and healing of myself, there's so much me and everything is about me. Again, I'm not saying in a negative way, right? But it's about me, and therefore I really may not even be listening to the me. I may be listening to what my experiences were from the get-go of creation, which could be how creation treated me, not necessarily me. Make sense what I'm saying? Okay, let's keep going then. So now I go and I need to go to simplicity. I need to go and to a place where I don't, whether it's nature or whether it's whatever in my head, where I don't have noises. There's no external noises. I'm not listening to different voices of parents who've told me off in my childhood or whatever, different muffled voices that I hear in my head. V'az yimtzas usher. Then I'll find my joy when I listen to my voice, to the essence. Yis'ala mikol hashpalos. I'll arise above all these lowly things, these low things. V'yisromim akol masim. And I will be exalted above all of creations. Again, when a person's soul is expressed or ablaze, when it's light, when the deepest part of a person's existence is now pronounced, is now being expressed, through that, they will rise above all of creation. And this happens when the person feels Bimadrega achas itam, that on the same level as them. Okay? Va'alideisha yashva azrucha, when a person now lowers their ego, v'yavatil asadimion, gets rid of their imagination, all these things that I think that I'll be happy when I get a new car, etc., right? Kilu yeshotzura pratismus yemes v'chashuva. So when do I rise above creation? Again, this is the paradox sounding thing, statement. When do I rise above creation? When I become one with creation. Okay? Let's explain that in a second though. Let's see what he says. Now, Vazi says, V'yisabim kol ha'shmo v'yisho ma'kol ha'masim, b'zeh shi'ishtavi v'yisachinim kol ha'masim, u'b'zeh shi'ishtapel ad l'chdei ha'nmachos ha'ruach yiter kitzona, ad l'chdei bitel ha'tzur ha'dimiyonos ha'pratis. When I get rid of my ego, when I get rid of myself, by becoming one with nature, that's when I rise above nature. Fascinating. V'nochi telas v'lo ish, I say that I'm a worm and I'm not a person. It says in Tehillim, it says in Psalms. Why is it saying that? Adukadei bitul hayesh ba omegatzba, really to nullifying my existence and my depth. But nachlamak, what are we? Aziakir, then we will know. It's Kol Zik Shel Emes, we'll know the truth. It's Kol Barak Shel Yosher, this lightning of Yosher, of straight. Hamishotet Mikol Makom Shu, that's really flying in every place. Vakol Yikabetz Elav, below Shum Sina, and then I'm going to look at everything without hatred, jealousy, competition. V'or Hashem, the light of peace. V'ozah Gevurah, love your fear, and strength will really shine upon him. Hodra Harachamim, Wepera Ahava, love Yisrach, V'cheshek Amifal, V'avoda, Shkikas Hayitzir, V'esodu Deshukas Adamam of Aron Apnimi, Yachtav Yisag de Baruch Hava Yakodesh. So the result will be wanting the best for creation and wanting the godliness to shine in the world. So now, let's get back to this statement, okay? Because he is saying that. When I become one with creation, what happens?
Creation.
That's what happens.
Creation influencing you.
That's what happens. In other words, when I'm in pain, or when I have a large soul, what happens is that there's potential for large ego, both in pain and large soul, both by a person
who
is...
There's also potential for lots of clutter.
But that's the same thing. I'm saying that's the same thing. What's a lot of clutter? A lot of ego. What's a lot of clutter? A lot of clutter says that if I get a new car, I'm going to be happy. That's what ego says.
Depends on what type of car it is.
Exactly. Right? So, right?
It might be happy,
But even that, it may not make me happy. I may have a certain amount of momentary pleasure.
That's what I'm, well, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
It doesn't make me happy necessarily.
Well, no, I'm saying happy and pleasure.
Yes. Yes.
For a day might be one and the same.
Good. But you see, but is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with getting a new car?
No. Nothing wrong at all. Yeah.
So how do I switch it from something wrong to something right? By becoming one with nature.
Is it about the car or is it what the car is for?
Good. Right.
Everything. So back to that, everything's a tool purpose. It all depends on really...
Yeah, but let me just crystallize this idea, because I think it's really important. As a person who experienced pain... If a person experienced pain in their childhood, I'm using that as an example, okay? Or let's say that's number one. Example number two is just a tzaddik. A tzaddik means that they have a lot of potential, okay? So if I have a lot of potential or I experience pain, then there's going to be a lot of me, right?
Going to be a lot of what?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So if me then becomes ego, okay? A lot of me is ego. Okay, either negatively because of pain that was brought upon me, which makes me then focus on myself excessively, which is what the result of pain is going to be, trying to move on from the pain, trying to calm the pain, trying to get rid of the pain, right? But it's still working on me, which is a lot of self, which becomes a lot of ego, or just my potential by itself is going to be a lot of ego, if it's not actualized, right? So I know that I have a lot of ability that's not being actualized, right? That's also painful. Okay, so how do I now take and take that, not to transform, yeah, but how do I use that pain and turn it into joy? So saying that the idea is that ultimately when I nullify my ego, when I go into nature and I say I am one with nature, I'm reconnecting to nature. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be the forest, right? That's an external example of what nature is. But if I really go into self, right, and I get rid of all these muffled sounds of, oh, if only I'm a doctor, I'll be happy. If only I can get revenge on that person, I'll be happy. If only I get a new car, I'll be happy. All these muffled sounds, right, which is the real feelings, right, but the real feelings based on something that happened to me. Right? That means it's not really me. It's something that happened to me. So what happens is that when I go back to that exact thing, I'm not going back to confront my pain, but when I go back to understanding nature in a new way, that nature is not what dictates my joy. So I go back into nature and say, Lou, you, nature, who have dictated my joy in the past, okay, now I'm going back to you. And now I'm listening to my voice inside of me. What happens is now I look at nature in a different way. I'm becoming now one with nature. Now that I'm becoming one with nature and I'm relating back to nature, I am not looking at nature as having power over me, but I'm looking at me as having power over nature. That's what we're saying. That's transforming pain. That's really taking ego, looking deep inside, becoming one with nature, and because I become one with nature, I rise above nature. Beautiful. Sorry, Scott, what do you want to say?
good. You said it.
Good. So may we merit, as we go to Pesach, which we spring forth, we go back into nature, right? And again, we're becoming one with the world's creation to be able to rise above it, to be able to do something with it, to be able to affect it, not letting it affect us. That's the balance that we're trying to create. Wow. I like that.